This episode is powered by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello and welcome to an all new Rated R Safety Show. Well, I hope you're off to a fantastic and grand time here today. Lovely Wednesday or hump day, however you want to call it. But as you are aware, today is Wednesday, August the 28th of 2019, day 240, and you got it right. Only 125 days left before this bad boy is up. So I started thinking about this more and more as we kept on having these conversations about ranting, and I know a lot of it originally was based that this show was going to be about rants, but I have this funny feeling. As I continue to go down this path, that ranting is going to become more and more difficult in regards to the format on how I want it, meaning you sharing the information and me sharing it with you. Because I noticed right away that it was not quite exciting as me reading it as opposed to you saying it. But that's just my opinion. And you came here because you wanted my opinion. If not, you wouldn't be here. So what if we just limit the amount of rants to once per week? Maybe twice per week, depending on how many they are. Because I really don't want to sit around and read them. Read them to you to say. And I've been debating about going back and forth with the phone line thing because it seems like a cool idea. We do a chat box with some of our other shows, we'll call it the flagship show on Safety FM. But what if we did it more along the lines where you can just drop in and do the recording? I know I said a couple weeks ago we're about to set it up and I have the software ready to go, but I just want to make it worthwhile opposed to, you know, just doing the whole reading thing. I don't know. I think I'm ranting too long about the rants. So why don't I just give you a rant? Here you go.
Now, it's your turn too, bitch. I mean, rant on the Rated R Safety Show.
Let's talk about driving for a second. If you text while you're driving and you say, well, it's okay because I'm really good at it and I'm really careful, what you're really saying is, well, I haven't killed anyone yet. Don't stop believing. What's happening? This also goes for if you're waiting at a light. Especially if you're the first in line and you're looking at your text messages and the light screen. Now, in this situation, I will honk at you. This is not an excuse to get angry at me because you were the one not driving at a green light. I apologize for being so rude to you. I guess I should have just sat there. Forever. Literally. Speaking of people who are incapable of not looking at their phones every 2 seconds, if that's you, that's fine. But don't go to movies. Just never do it. There's other ways to be entertained than watching a movie while checking Facebook with your brighter than the sun cell phone.
So did that take a twist the way that you did not expect it to occur? Because I felt like it did. I always love when some of the ranters that rant that actually use their voice, of course, go off on some freaking tangent that I didn't understand where it was going to go in the first place. But hey, that's just me. So let's get you started right now with the news on this lovely hump day.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So let's go around the world and sharing on what's going on. Anyways, before I forget and getting too much deep in or getting in pretty deep with the news, did you hear about this conference that's going on in New Orleans? It is the National Symposium for the VPPPA, and that is the Voluntary Protection Program. Hold on, because I'm going to mess it up. I know that I will, because that's what I do. the Voluntary Protection Program Participants Association. Well, anyways, just mentioning that because a friend of the show was out there doing a speech. And supposedly it went extremely well, so congratulations there, Abby, to you. But before I continue on too far deep down this path, I have to tell you, I've been impressed with some of these organizations on some of the events that they're actually putting on as of late. And if you're going to be in San Diego here in the next coming weeks, I would encourage you strongly to go to the National Safety Council's conference that's taking place there in San Diego. I want to say it's the second week of September, but don't hold me 100% to that one. So let me not hold back anymore, and let's get right into this news thing that I just told you I was going to start, then I didn't start it because I went off and started talking about something else.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's take it from the top. A 115-year-old Philadelphia area church suffered a near-total collapse yesterday following the enormous fire that occurred in the area. At least one person was hospitalized, according to one report. There was a work crew on the roof when the fire started, but it is not known if the work was direct cause for the fire. What do you think? I don't know. I'm not investigating anything. I'm just sharing some news information. It's kind of difficult to tell you what's going on if I wasn't there. I could only give you my spin and my point of view. Sucks that a 115-year-old church in Philadelphia almost burned down. Near collapse, better saying. But hey, I guess that kind of thing happens. Did you hear about this out of Idaho? Because I thought it was interesting. A court has ordered the state of Idaho to pay for an inmate's gender reassignment surgery. Let's say that one more time. Idaho to pay for an inmate's gender reassignment surgery. The convict identifies as a woman, but is a man. The defense case said that the inmate was at risk of self-harm if the surgery wasn't granted. The state is appealing to the Supreme Court. So what do you think? If you identify yourself with a different gender, how does that work? I'm not sure. I don't want to go down some source of information that I'm not 100% familiar with. But what's your opinion? You're listening. Did you hear about that news story? And do you think that it's a valid claim against Idaho? Just saying. What was the joke that people used to say about Idaho and I the pimp? I don't remember. There was something that used to be said. I don't know. Now, I have to tell you, sometimes people try to market things and maybe the marketing's not the best on the planet. But listen to this one. We're in for a especially brutal 2020 winter, according to the Farmer's Almanac. Its website claims that we'll see many ups and downs in temperatures, dubbing the coming winter as a polar coaster. Yeah, polar coaster, which doesn't seem to be as much fun as a traditional roller coaster. So how in the hell are you going to turn around and say that it's a polar coaster? Come on, man. A polar coaster? So let's see, you're going to get freaking screwed on your farming stuff. So it's a polar coaster. Well, if I'm losing a shitload of cash, I don't think that a polar coaster is going to identify with it. What do you think? So take a listen to this one real quick. An incoming Harvard freshman from Lebanon was turned away at the border control when he landed at Boston's Logan Airport. He was deported back to his country, and the university is working closely with authorities to get him back. So why was he turned back? I don't get it. I don't know how that even becomes a news story, but I think it's pretty interesting on why did the dude get turned back. Can someone explain? I don't get it. Do you get it? Does someone get it? Can somebody please share with me? And I know yesterday we talked about Oklahoma. We're going to talk about Oklahoma again today, but it's not about Johnson & Johnson. But let's talk about this one, saying sorry. That's what we're going to call it. Oklahoma City TV anchor Alex Houston. Is it Houston? I think it's Houston. Issued an emotional live on TV apology to her African-American co-anchor Jason Hackett for comparing him to a gorilla. What the freak is wrong with this lady? He accepted her apology, noting the impact words can have on people and affirming that the two are in fact good friends outside of work. Why in the heck would someone think that this is okay? I mean, I'm glad that they apologized and did it live on air and did all that kind of fun stuff. But holy shit, dude. Comparing someone to a gorilla? I don't get it. I mean, at what point do you sit there and go, hey, this seems like a good idea? And I'm glad that, you know, she found out that she was wrong by what she did. But geez, dude, geez. So I'm sure by now you've heard about the fires that are going on in the Amazon. So let's talk about that for a moment. G7 nations offered $22 million to Brazil for combating the Amazon fires. Brazilian president, I'm going to screw this up because that's what I do with names. Jair Bolsonaro has rejected the offer due to his rift with the French president and due to the fact that the president of Brazil has gutted funding for environmental protection agencies this year. $22 million is quite modest in the grand scheme of things. It's like G7 saying, you're already too deep in this. Here's some money so at least the world knows that we tried. So are we talking here like pennies on the dollar? Because I feel like that's how that's coming across. And here's a couple pennies now. Screw off. Because that's how it came across, at least how the news story was written. And yes, I have to tell you, not all news stories are written by me. So let's change it up a little bit. Did you hear about Six Flags? The Six Flags theme park set to open in Saudi Arabia. Oh yeah, you heard me right. Saudi Arabia in 2023 has plans for a roller coaster that will reach 155 miles per hour. Oh my goodness. It's just a spec project so far and obviously needs to be tested and reviewed. Who in the hell is going to want to get on that bad boy? I'm sure there's going to be people that are be lining up to get onto it. But man, that seems scary and dangerous. Saudi Arabia and you go into 155 miles an hour on a roller coaster. Wonder what the theme of the roller coaster is going to be. Any idea? No, I have no idea. How would I know? I'm just reading this now. Oh, duh. I thought this one was pretty interesting coming out of Detroit. CBS Detroit has this on a candidate for worst criminal of the year. A man's pickup truck was stolen while he was busy stealing items from a business across the street. Police in Washington said the owner of the vehicle, William A. Kelly, 42, called police Sunday morning saying that someone had stolen his red 1992 Chevy pickup. The suspect, riding by on a 10-speed bicycle, saw the keys had been left in the seat, threw his bike in the bed of the truck, and fled, according to police. Investigators reviewed successfully the video of the incident and discovered that Kelly had left his truck because he was off stealing items from a business across the street. What the WTF? Let's just say WTF, because, oh my God, that has to be one of the dumbest stories I've ever read. And I think it's funny that CBS Detroit is reporting this as the worst criminal candidate for the year, but it's a story coming out of Washington. Washington, Detroit, Michigan, Washington. Yeah, you got that. Let's continue here. A Jamaican native who holds a green card was arrested while returning to the U.S. after visiting family for the holidays on December 29th. Customs officials say Honey tested positive for methamphetamines. He would spend the next 82 days in jail and lose both of his jobs. But on January 17th, a police lab confirmed it actually was Honey. But prosecutors insisted that he stay in jail, questioning the lab's ability to test liquid. His attorney requests for release were rejected. Worse yet, this happened during the government shutdown, meaning there weren't resources for police and ICE officials to talk to each other. He was finally released on March 21st. But Reason Magazine is just now bringing the case to light. It's an excellent case study in government incompetence. And yeah, I did say that. Because what the fuck, dude? Are you serious? 82 days in jail for something that the lab tested incorrectly. But then now you can sit here and go, when did the lab test it incorrectly? Could you imagine sitting in a jail cell for almost 3 months, losing both of your jobs? when you are a green card holder to be able to be in the US of A? Huh. What the hell? So let's talk about it here today. One of my favorite things. What days can you celebrate? Here we go. Cracker Over the Keyboard Day. Dream Day Quest and Jubilee. International Read Comics in Public Day. National Cherry Turnover Day. National Power Rangers Day. National Bowtie Day. Race Your Mouse Around the Icons Day. Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. Red Wine Day. And Radio Commercial Day. Now, if I slammed a radio commercial right now in the middle of this thing, how pissed off would you be at me? Those are some interesting days to celebrate. There's a couple there that I am not even sure what they are. Anyways, you've been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh. More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R Safety Show.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.